I'm ready. You guys ready? Okay. Let's see. I think I brought some glasses for this. All right. Well, let's start the meeting. Good evening. Today is Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. And it's 5:30 p.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for our weekly business session. We will start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. But let me say first that our YouTube is not working. It's not streaming for this meeting. It should still be on Charter, and we are recording the audio to take the minutes. But couldn't have happened at a better meeting when you look at our light agenda. So if you would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Well, speaking of agendas, item one is requests and comments from citizens. You have 3 minutes to speak if you'd like, sir. Step up to the microphone.
My name is John Thorne. I live out by Williams. I've lived here almost in this area almost 2 years out there by Williams. I have a significant background in forestry in general and seed cone collection and phenotype selection in particular. And so I've worked for almost every major and medium timber company in the state of California, Roseburg, and also used to be called CDF, Cal Fire, as a seed cone collector, and went all over the state, all the way down close to the Mexican border. And I did that for about 22 years, so I got to see a lot of timberland property and the results of clear cuts and a lot of illegal activity, because there are times I'd go 3 hours down a dirt logging road to collect seeds, because it's very, very specific. You want the seeds from right where the fire is going to be or was, or where they're going to do the clear cut. You want the seeds from that area, from the best trees. So I'd see stuff nobody's going to see except the logging community. And so I'm here right now mainly to talk about the herbicide issue. And with my work with Roseburg, one of the foresters I did a lot of work for, he had a problem with one of his plantations, and I'd come up with a product to rapidly increase the health of trees. And so he asked me to come up outside of Reading and do a demo for him. So I got up there, and I'd worked for him for a few years. We'd gone round and around about my philosophy about clear cuts, and he'd get so mad at me sometimes, I figured he's gonna fire me and never hire me again. But we worked it out. And so I said, so the trees were all messed up, Douglas fir trees. So I said, so Jeff, what do you think? His name's Jeff Webster. What do you think? Why do you think this is like this? And he goes, well, you know, I've learned a lot since the last time I saw you, about 4 or 5 years. He goes, you're right. Spraying the herbicides hurts all the trees. He said, we sprayed this area twice. So anyhow, that's just a little bit. And with all the evidence, the medical, scientific evidence on the use of pesticides and the effect on particularly children and seniors, I mean, I just can't believe it. You know, now we've got 3 big court cases in California against Monsanto for they've proved some of the ill effects of Roundup. So I've worked in these plantations that they're doing as a seed cone collector for weeks at a time, 40, 50, 60-year-old plantations. They're all pine trees, but there's only pine trees there. There's no wildlife. There was never any birds. The only thing we ever saw, one of the guys who worked for me camped out in the woods. I stayed in motels. A bear came through one morning. That's the only life we ever saw or heard in those plantations. It's sterile, and it's just a farm. We turn the farm into the forest into a farm, the long-term consequences are not good. So I've studied the ecology and all the components of the ecosystem and how it's all kind of perfectly works the web of life.
Thank you very much. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Sir, you have 3 minutes. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you very much. My name is Sunrise Ocean. I live in the Illinois Valley. I'm submitting a couple of documents and a couple of CDs to public record today. There's two written documents. One is the Ivy Airport Advisory Board agenda from the most recent meeting that we had, December 16th, 2019. And then also the agenda and manager's or director's report from February 26th of 2018. There's two audio CDs. It was too long of a meeting to get on one CD, split into two. There is a 7-minute excerpt from the February 26th, 2018 regarding grants that I thought was relevant. So that's what is in there. First order of comment on the most recent meeting that was held at the Ivy Airport on December 16th, 2019, Airport Director's Report 5, Subset A, Operations 5, Correspondence between Josephine County Legal Counsel and the attorney for the Smoke Jumper Museum. Copies were submitted of the proposed changes coming to the Smoke Jumper lease. Printed in this agenda, it states 5A, the sale and lease were unenforceable from the beginning and are dissolved, which is not true. When these things come up, I just was wondering if you all review them, or does the airport manager just hand them out? Because that is not only incorrect, but it is also because there are some legal things going on. It may, you know, be of issue for legal proceedings. So anyway, moving on with that, the other topic of discussion at that particular meeting was the $4,222,000 resurfacing project of the Ivy Airport. Less than two dozen aircraft are housed at the Ivy Airport. There's over 17,000 citizens of the Ivy who have no nighttime patrol from the Josephine County Sheriff's Office. This is basically obligating the county to $422,000 in matching funds, which is 10% of that $4,222,000. In the event that a core grant, which is being applied for to cover $150,000 of that match money, in the event that that does not come through, the county is obligated to $422,000. Which is, according to the Oregon State Lottery website, if you were to subtract the administration cost listed on their site, Josephine County in 2019 received $436,300 from that fund. So I just am curious if that does not come through, where this extra money and what fund it will be coming out of. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else from the public? Yeah, please get those over to her. Okay, then I'd return it to the board, who may or may not have a response to those two public comments. Commissioner Morgan?
I would like to point out that as of January 1st, our Sheriff's Patrol has gone to 20 hours a day, and they are doing a lot in the Illinois Valley. I've heard from people left and right, the patrols that are going on throughout the night, and the curbing of traffic violations because people aren't speed racing down 199 in the downtown anymore because the sheriff's in town. And I'm sure you both have gotten other feedback as well, but it's significant to have patrol up to 20 hours a day. And we appreciate the efforts of the sheriff and, you know, us looking at different funding mechanisms and supporting the sheriff and his growth and his process is getting that going. So as far as the herbicide issues, I know that it's something we're looking at statewide. Our state association and our natural resources is talking about different laws and regulations regarding spray and different things. And, you know, we are always looking for the healthiest forest, and our forest department does a good job of trying to, with our lands, our 30,000 acres, to manage on behalf of the people of the county to the best possible outcome, the healthiest growth patterns, the best time to cut. We got in early to harvest after the fires to try to replant right away. And, you know, so I feel strongly about the recommendations of our forester at this time. And I would say that it would be appropriate for you to talk to him about which herbicides he's using, and he's available if you want to try to reach out to try to talk to him about that process. So that's where I'd start. Right now, I know that's not, there's different regulations of which is allowed and which isn't, and we are receiving feedback on that, and we'll continue to be open to that feedback to make sure that we're accommodating what we need to. So it's not a back and forth. I don't have any comments on the airport. I'll let you take that one.
You covered the first one really well. And I was at that meeting in December, and I had the exact same concern you did about where it said in the minutes, you know, it was in the agenda that those two contracts, both the sale and the lease, were no longer valid. And that's not true. Those were both signed by three commissioners and put into play the year before that, the very end of last year. And just writing it in an agenda does not take it out. So those two contracts are still in there. They are in the process of being amended because we had some concerns from the FAA that a 100-year lease was more like a sale. I'm not real sure that, I think that might have been just one person's opinion at the FAA. So I know there are 99-year leases and things all over with federal entities. My wife...
I would caution that we not talk on an illegal topic, though.
Okay, that's a legal topic. I'm not supposed to talk about that. But yes, we did, you know, I did bring that up at the meeting, and that would also be in the minutes. And I was concerned about the very same thing, so. As for the $4.2 million for the runway resurfacing, that was, I don't know when that started, but it's probably a 4 or 5 year process to get that going through. And I will check with Director Graves to make sure where that, if the Corps grant doesn't go through, where is it gonna come from? Because in order for them to start that project, we have to have committed those, we have to ensure the match or they don't give the money, okay? But we'll be in touch.
Very good. Sounds like you guys covered those subjects pretty well. So I don't have any public comment responses. I'd move on to item 3, which is other. Is there any other matters that should come before the board? Hearing none, I'd move on to just matters for commissioners. Any information sharing you have? Yes, Commissioner Morgan?
At our last meeting, I announced that we would be doing a follow-up with the Army Corps of Engineers and the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife on the coal fish hatchery topic that we've been addressing with Curry County and somewhat communication with Jackson County. They've been invited. That was scheduled to be on January 21st, and we have to postpone until February. So we're looking to reschedule that to accommodate Army Corps of Engineers participation. So I wanted to make sure that in the same mechanism that we announced it, we announced that it's getting moved. So.
Very good. Any information sharing?
An update on that, the Corps engineers responded that they would not be attending the meeting until they had something to bring to the table, that they had all the information that they needed to move forward and address the issues that we brought up to them at the first meeting so that they would not be coming to that meeting. It was an email. I think we got it this afternoon sometime. So
we'll follow up.
Yep, so follow up on that.
Yep.
We've got some openings on the airport advisory boards, both Josephine or both Grants Pass Airport, and I think Grants Pass Airport's full now, but the Illinois Valley Airport, we've got some applicants for that, and then also for the Fair Board, we've got some applicants for that, and I'm going to go to the Fair Board meeting this coming Tuesday and see what their board has to say and who they recommend. But we've got some pretty sharp people. that have applied. That's good.
Okay. I just want to thank everybody for flexing with us as we moved from Cave Junction back to here for our evening meeting. I know that was a trip for you, Mr. Ocean, so I appreciate that. We will be scheduling a meeting out in Cave Junction later on in this first quarter when we have something on the agenda. So, I want to thank both of you for trusting me to chair this board. I want to thank you, Lily, specifically for being a good example of how these meetings run. I ran a few meetings over at the city, but they were completely different because I didn't vote. And it just had a different structure, and so I appreciate your example in that. And I appreciate both of you in this past year helping me get up to speed, helping me learn what I need to learn, trying not to give me too much all at once, but making sure I was pointed in the right direction when I had a question, and that you guys have helped me in this past year, so I much appreciate that. Other than that, I don't have anything else to share unless you guys do. All right, well then let's end this meeting at 5:46.